It's no wonder Bridget is such a hit in Ireland when you consider she had a reputation as an expert dairywoman and a brewer, with the ability to turn water into beer. Not only that, but the prayers of St. Bridget were said to still the wind and the rain. These Irish-friendly skills alone would easily put St. Patrick and his snakes and shamrock shenanigans in the tuppence place, where they always have been. Now, Bridget has a proper aura about her that includes many miracles, ensuring her legend will not diminish. Even the fire she lit in the 5th century burned for 7 straight centuries until the Bishop of Dublin put a stop to it in 1220, calling it unchristian. While nobody can remember who he was, everybody remembers Bridget, and the eternal flame tended by her and her 19 virgin nuns. The fire was relit in 1993, and I suspect any bishop telling folk to put it out will get short shrift these days. Her name has spread far and wide, and it is believed that she was the patron saint of the Knights of Chivalry, who were impressed by her many deeds of generosity and virtue. Legend has it that it was they who chose to call their wives brides in honour of her. One of the more commonly told stories is of Bridget asking the King of Leinster for land. She told the king that the place where she stood was a perfect spot for a convent. It was beside a forest where the members could collect firewood and berries. There was a lake nearby that would provide water, and the land was fertile. The king laughed at her and refused to give her any land. Bridget prayed and asked God to soften the king's heart. Then she smiled at the king and said, "Will you give me as much land as my cloak will cover?" The king thought she was joking and agreed. She told 4 of her sisters to take up the cloak, but instead of laying it flat on the turf, each sister, with face turned to a different point of the compass, began to run swiftly, the cloth growing in all directions. The cloak began to cover many acres of land. "Oh, Bridget," said the frightened king, "what are you about?" "I am, or rather my cloak is about covering your whole province to punish you for your stinginess to the poor." "Call your maidens back, I will give you a decent plot of land," he said, relenting. The saint was persuaded, and if the king held his purse strings tight in the future, she had only to allude to her cloak to bring him back to reason. Soon afterwards, the king became a Christian, began to help the poor, and commissioned the building of the convent. Legend has it the convent was known for jam making, and from the local blueberries, which were sought for all over Ireland. A new tradition is to eat jam on the 1st of February in honour of this miracle. After Bridget promised God a life of chastity, her brothers were annoyed at the loss of a bride price. When she was outside carrying a load past a group of poor people, some began to laugh at her. A man named Bassene said to her, "The beautiful eye which is in your head will be betrothed to a man, though you like it or not." In response, Bridget thrust her finger in her eye and said, "Here is a beautiful eye for you. I deem it unlikely that anyone will ask you for a blind girl." Her brothers tried to save her and wash away the blood from her wound, but there was no water to be found. Bridget said to them, "Put my staff about the sod in front of you." And after they did, a stream came forth from the ground. Then she said to Bassene, "Soon your 2 eyes will burst in your head." And it happened, as she said. In one other story, less gory hopefully, Bridget protected a woman from a nobleman who had entrusted a silver brooch to the woman for safekeeping, but then secretly had thrown it into the sea. He charged her with stealing it, knowing he could take her as a slave if the judge ruled in his favour. The woman fled and sought refuge with Bridget's community. By chance, one of her fishermen hauled in a fish which, when cut open, proved to have swallowed the brooch. The nobleman freed the woman, confessed his sin, and bowed in submission to Holy Bridget.